Chapter 26. An Offspring's Threat. Anastasia stood still, looking out of the window in blind, bluff manner. The trees swayed in a rhythm to the wind. She saw the yellowish tint on the horizon, signalling that sunrise was only moments away. It was a sign she and Demon knew all too well. If they hadn't found any resting area or place, they needed to move quickly. She no longer had to worry about that. A book slamming onto a table broke her solemn concentration, and she looked back for a quick moment to see Nathan grab the book and move to the comfort of his chair in front of the fireplace. For days he spent his time with his head in his father's journals, figuring out why they failed in their mission at the warehouse. It didn't matter how long he spent with his head immersed in old writings, he would never find his answer there. Nothing in those books could tell him why the ritual only freed Amenirdis from limbo. However, Anastasia knew, and she kept the information to herself. She didn't tell anyone of how she suspected that Amenirdis would eventually come for Maris, and there wasn't any demon in the world who could stop her, how she planned to sacrifice Maris for her blood to start what Amenirdis called the revelation. She assumed that Kyra knew exactly what the Akimu wanted. After all, Kyra spent majority of her existence in making sure that the Dark Curse remained a mystery. Whatever the case, Anastasia began to rethink killing Maris. Instead, she wanted to mend the fragile relationship she had with her. Remy walked into the room and he placed his hand on the table next to Nathan. "The warehouse is still littered with bodies," he said. "And Mr. Austin?" Nathan didn't look at Remy as he questioned. "I don't know," he answered. "I think the Brotherhood took him or he ran off." "More than likely they have him," Nathan answered. Overhearing their conversation, Anastasia rolled her eyes. Since leaving the warehouse, Remy remained quiet about the events of that night. Anastasia sensed nothing from him when it came to Kai, which she understood. But how could Remy have lost Mr. Austin and the amulet that easily? According to what he told them after they left the warehouse, he left Mr. Austin alone in an alley across the street. When he came back, the old man was gone. He didn't mention anything about tracking down his scent to locate him. It was as if Remy just released him. He turned to walk out of the room, but before doing so, he walked up to Anastasia and placed his hand on her shoulder. "You've been quiet lately. I have nothing to talk about. Or maybe you're worried that Aiden and Maris are still alive and coming for you." "I've changed my mind about Maris."
"Oh, have you now?"
Remy smiled. "Maybe I'm more worried about how you could lose Veronica's father and the amulet." She threw a question back in his face. His smile turned into a prominent snicker. "Who said I lost the amulet?" He walked out of the room. Anastasia turned back to Nathan.
"I'm heading out tonight. See what I can find."
"Kira said you should stay in while Amenirdis is out there." "Kira has said many things, but she is a liar." Anastasia walked out of the study and out the front door. She stood on the porch, taking in the fresh air while she thought about Lucius. Part of her missed him, mourned him. She wanted to turn back the clock, to a time when things were simple, when she hunted and travelled across Europe with him. He freed her after being confined in a coffin for 100 years. She wanted to take it out on herself for not doing enough to stop him. Just then, a familiar smell of a ramanga entered her nose and Anastasia looked, finding Maris standing by one of the tall oak trees in the front yard. Her sudden appearance surprised Anastasia and she descended the porch steps.
"Are you here for your revenge, Maris?"
Maris leaned against the tree. "I guess we could settle things now."
"I'd rather not fight."
Anastasia approached her. "I know you have questions for me." Maris exhaled. "It's not that easy."
"Sure it is.
Do you want to know why I betrayed you? Why I never came looking for you? Why I sired you in the first place?
I know all the answers to those questions.
Or why Kira and Aiden left the city without you?" Anastasia cocked her head to the side and blinked slowly.
why they're putting distance between themselves and you. Aiden is loyal to Kyra. He always will be. He'll go wherever she goes. Anastasia folded her arms across her chest. He isn't your friend, and neither is Kyra. And you are? Maris yapped at her. No, but perhaps we can find a mutual understanding. Maris chuckled. Aiden was right. You say the most ridiculous things. She kicked the dirt at her feet and lowered her gaze. Once I accept you back into my life, you'll just turn around and stab me in the back like you always have. I couldn't care less about acceptance. This isn't about that. It's about Amenirdis. And why are you so interested in Amenirdis all of the sudden? Maris replied. Is it because of what she said? Anastasia remained quiet. You remained behind and spoke with her. Maris walked over to her. What did she tell you anyway? Maris, there is a lot you don't know. What I do know is that Amenirdis doesn't need my blood to release the remaining pure ones, Maris continued. I'm free from all this shit. That's all I care about. Oh, you don't know how wrong you are. You're more important to her. Anastasia stopped in mid-sentence. Trust me when I say that you don't know the entire truth. Why? Because Amenirdis said so? She could kill us now if she wanted to, but she hasn't. Think about it for a moment. Anastasia exhaled out of exhaustion. For once, just listen to me. No. Been there, done that. I'm done talking to you. Maris pointed to the manor. I'm going to kill everyone in your life, Anastasia. Then, maybe you'll know how it feels to lose those you care about. Anastasia slowly walked up to her, stopping just inches away. I won't let you. You're gonna kill me? Maris stood solid in her threat. You've already killed me, Anastasia. She stepped forward. You did that deed long ago when you sired and betrayed me. Anastasia grinded her teeth, and she held in her distaste for now. But you won't kill me, because you still see me as your leverage, don't you? Maris's body language changed. Her eyes turned dark, and her fangs showed from her gums. You still think that somehow, with having me by your side, that you'll gain some sort of upper hand. That's not it, Anastasia replied. Whatever. It doesn't change the fact that you're still a conniving bitch who needs to be put down. Maris took a step back from her. Minneapolis is now my home, Anastasia, and I'm not leaving until I make your life as miserable as possible. Anastasia watched as Maris took off at a fast pace toward Minneapolis. She readied herself to follow her, but the sky signaled the oncoming sunrise with a hint of yellow in the horizon. She bit her lower lip, disgusted at the conversation, but she instilled in herself that she had to maintain her hardened persona. She couldn't let Maris see that she had changed. No longer did Anastasia see her as leverage, but as a demon who played an important role in Amenirdis' plan which scared her. Maris's blood meant two things. The return of demon dominance over vampires, and in her eyes, she saw it as a balance long overdue. It meant breaking down the established hierarchy set forth centuries ago by ancient demon like Kyra. No longer could they be hunted by vampires, researched and killed at will by researchers. Anastasia didn't object to this part of the revelation. Or Maris's blood meant destruction of demon by the thousands. With the possibility of the Dorvo Coven joining forces with the Brotherhood, Anastasia embraced the first option. She needed to make sure that Maris, who wanted her dead, remained alive long enough to figure out Amenirdis' true agenda, which was a challenge in and of itself.
Craving more dark supernatural fiction? Unlock early access to narrated chapters, exclusive lore, and behind-the-scenes secrets from the Demon Chronicles. Only on Patreon. Join the darkness now at patreon.com/Isaiah Morrison.